Each week we talk money-saving tips with Joel Gibson, author of Kill Bills. 3 weeks to go till the end of the financial year. There's some really good opportunities. We've talked a bit about it in our superannuation and finance section, but just broader tax issues. Joel's on the line with us now. Joel, good evening.
Good evening, John.
You are suggesting that we might be getting, a lot of people getting their biggest tax returns yet.
Yes, I've been speaking to tax experts over the past week, and one in particular reckons that as many as half of Australians could have their biggest tax return ever this year. And there's a few factors that are feeding into that. Obviously, as always, they're pandemic related, but particularly it's the tax cuts that were due to come in the middle of next year were brought forward for 2 years in the October delayed COVID budget last year. So a lot of us will effectively get some of those tax cuts back paid to us in this tax return. A lot of people earned less in the last financial year, again, because of the pandemic, and that also can lead to higher tax returns. And then the other big one, around 40% of Australians are still working from home, either some or all of the week, and that obviously unlocks a range of new deductible expenses that many people will never have had before. So you put all those things together and mix them together, and you get, for many of us, hopefully, biggest tax returns we've had.
Yeah. Now, the working from home one, I think they're talking about something like 80 cents for every hour you work at home as a potential deduction. That's the simplest way of doing it?
Yeah, this is what they call a shortcut method. The ATO brought this in when the pandemic hit because so many people started working from home, and they wanted just a simple kind of shorthand method for people to claim last year in July, and they've now extended it up until 30 June this year. And so it's simple. You just work out, you keep a diary or a timesheet or some other record of how many hours you've worked from home. You just multiply that number by 80 cents, and that covers all of your relevant deductible working from home expenses in one simple shortcut method. You can still use the old-fashioned methods, known as the fixed rate or 52 cents in the dollar method, and the actual cost method, which, you know, accountants use. And some of the experts will say that you're probably going to be able to claim more using those old-fashioned methods, but they're much more complicated. You might need the help of an accountant or tax professional, or at the very least you'd want to have a very good look at the ATO website to understand how they work.
And you've indicated in what you've written this week that they're going to be honing in on the work from home deductions, and you've highlighted, say, for instance, if you've got the internet at home and you're working from home, you can't just claim the 100% of the internet if a lot of the time the kids are watching the football or you're watching the football and they're watching their stuff, so, and there are streaming services involved as well.
No, claiming 100% is one of those things that will raise a big red flag in your working from home expenses. Obviously, if you buy a desk and it's in a work space, a study or a dedicated workspace, and you claim 100% of that, it's less likely to cause any kind of concern at the tax office than if you claim 100% of your NBN or your mobile bill, when clearly those bills, in most cases, they're a mixture of business and and pleasure, if you like. So the thing is just to make sure you can justify whatever percentage of these bills you claim. If you use the shortcut method, which I mentioned earlier, then you don't have to worry about whether you're claiming 10 or 40 or 50% of your mobile bill. But if you do use those other more established old-fashioned methods, if you like, you will have to work out how much of your NBN, for example, is business use. You can do that. If it's a mobile bill, for example, an itemized mobile bill, you can go through 1 month's worth and highlight the work calls and work out that month, and then, you know, use that as an annual example, for example. Or you can keep a diary. There's any number of ways you can do it. But you've got to have some form of evidence if the tax office comes calling and says, how did you get to 50 or 60%?
Exactly. And the other thing you've suggested, and this is something that's said every year, a lot of people take it on board and probably don't do it, bring forward those work-related expenses like hardware and stationery and annual subscriptions, because you can then deduct them almost immediately if you do your tax return in July.
Absolutely. There's an end of financial year sale on every street corner at the moment, and the reason for that is, well, there's two reasons. Businesses have end of financial year sales targets they're trying to hit, but also they know that there are a lot of people out there, be they individuals who do some work from home, or, you know, sole traders and small businesses who are trying to bring forward any kind of work-related spend into June, and that makes sense at all times to do so. So, you know, they say don't go out and spend money that you don't need to spend just for the sake of claiming it on tax. That doesn't make any sense, but if you're going to spend that money at some point in the next couple of months on a work-related expense, and you can bring it forward into June, then do so, and it'll help you in this year's tax return.
And the other one is this instant asset write-off, which is now essentially pretty well open-ended. And I think you're saying that for small businesses, even second-hand things that are purchased, assets for the business, can be written off within the next month.
Yes, that's right. Initially, that was capped, but it's now open-ended, the instant asset tax write-off for businesses and sole traders. And yeah, as you say, small businesses, it's even possible to write off second-hand materials, which is great because, you know, I think a lot of people have probably furnished their home offices in the past year out of off Gumtree and that sort of thing. And obviously, as always, with any of these things, you need to get a receipt. That can be a handwritten receipt even. If you're buying a second-hand item, a desk or something from somebody on Gumtree, it just needs to have some form of documentation if you want to claim it.
All right, so if you've calmed down now after Origin, you can start to think about the end of the tax year and take some of this stuff on board. And for those of us who listen to this stuff, and that's not a bad idea, and don't do it, maybe this is the year that we'll actually act. Let's hope so. You'd like us to, wouldn't you?
Hopefully. I mean, if the prospect of your biggest tax return ever isn't enough to get you excited at tax time, then nothing will.
I know. All right, listen, Kill Bills is your book. We see you, of course, on the Today Show, read you in the 9 papers and talk to you every Wednesday night here. Joel, thank you so much for that.
Thanks very much, John.